Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a decadent action film based on a graphic novel, and it's called Atomic Blonde.
Wow, this truly had a wow factor. Charlize Theron was tremendous in her role as a spy. You didn't know really who she was working for until the end. But the special effects and the fight scenes were incredible.
Yeah, Charlize Theron and the fight scenes are really what make this. The spectacular hand-to-hand combat was really, really well choreographed and ultra-violent. And I have to warn people that this movie does earn its R rating with sex and violence. It's kind of a celebration of sex and violence.
Yes, it is. And the violence was so incredibly intense that people in the audience began to laugh nervously, I thought.
Laugh nervously and gasp from time to time.
Yes. You know, it's based on this graphic novel, The Coldest City, and it is like a 1980s music video in some respects.
It takes place
in the 80s.
Right before the fall of the Berlin Wall. Mm-hmm. And so it really transports you to that era through the music and through the visuals, even though it wasn't even filmed in Berlin. It was filmed in Budapest. But that sure looked good to me.
Oh, yes. And the soundtrack is worth owning if you love 80s music. And it starts out with music from The Hunger, for those of you who remember that film, with David Bowie singing. It's just very stylish. It creates an atmosphere that is suspenseful, but there's really no character development. It's just the plot, and there you go.
It's ludicrous, but has a kinetic energy that some people will really take to. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.